Being a new generation, they bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That's right,
of course.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers expected to vote this afternoon on another round of stopgap measures, but both parties remain at odds over health care cuts in the GOP mega bill on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. President Trump today signaling that not all furloughed workers may be repaid. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
He was asked a question about this, and he said, it depends on who we're talking about. He said, we're going to take care of our people, and some people really don't deserve to be taken care of, suggesting that some of the hundreds of thousands of furloughed workers right now, people who are off the job during the government shutdown and are not getting paid, would not get back pay as they have had done to them in every single shutdown before.
Today marks 2 years that the Hamas October 7th attacks occurred in Israel. Nearly 1,200 people died, hundreds of others taken hostage. Israel's war in Gaza after the attack has led to more than 67,000 deaths. On Wall Street, stocks were down. This is ABC News. In California, three crew members on board a medical helicopter were critically injured after the helicopter crashed onto a freeway in Sacramento Monday night. Investigators say that helicopter had just taken off when it went down. Sacramento Fire Department Captain Justin Sylvia says there was construction on that stretch.
Any type of aviation accident, a big concern is the fuel that's on board that is a very higher octane than just fuel for automobiles. So making sure that fire hazard was mitigated. There was no active flames. There was a large column of smoke that initially came out of that helicopter from video that we have seen, but no fire hazard at that point.
The Nobel Prize in Physics awarded today to three scientists for their work in quantum mechanics, which advances digital communications and computing. All three recipients are professors at universities in the U.S. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Cobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area heading into your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, frosty out there with clear skies. Lows will drop into the lower 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. In Washington, there's no end in sight to the government shutdown. This is U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin.
My Republican colleagues are really nowhere to be found right now.
And Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
It's completely in Democrats' hands.
This is day 7 of the partial government shutdown. Wisconsin's attorney general will not be running for governor. Democrat Josh Call's announcement that he'll seek a third term as AG ends weeks of speculation that he might get into the race to succeed Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's not running again. In northwest Wisconsin, the Barron County Sheriff's Department reports a 17-year-old shot his pregnant 17-year-old girlfriend before shooting and killing her brother and then turning the gun on himself. Families say the teen delivered the baby at the hospital. She's in stable condition. The baby is doing well. Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's all he ever talked about, all he wanted to do. When he wasn't out somewhere gambling, he was doing it here at home, on his phone, his computer, until that call to the Problem Gambling Helpline.
He kept calling in, just didn't seem like himself. Now, he's one of the best workers I've got.
He was missing my games, my school stuff. Not anymore. I've got my dad back.
It's like he disappeared. He's my best friend, but he never had time for me anymore until he called the free Problem Gambling Helpline.
They call it the invisible addiction, but everyone can see it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help and hope are just a call, text, or click away. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with the Gunderson Whitehall. Thrivent Financial, downtown Durand, where money means more. Find out more at thrivent.com. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. A woman who was convicted of killing her ex-boyfriend is once again seeking to overturn the Dunn County Court's decision. On Friday, Ezra McCandless filed a petition to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. In it, she asked the court to review if her statements to police were voluntary, were journals of the victim inadmissible evidence, and the instructions to the jury. This is the third time that she's appealed her 2019 murder conviction. She is serving 50 years behind bars. Authorities are offering an update on a deadly set of events that unfolded last week in Barron. The Barron County Sheriff's Department says that on last Wednesday afternoon, a pregnant 17-year-old female went to the apartment of her boyfriend, 17-year-old Marcus Hinoza, and was fatally shot by Hinoza. Not long after, a man went to the apartment with a neighbor to check on the female and was fatally shot through the door by Hinoza.
Barron County Sheriff's officers were called to the scene and heard a gunshot that turned out to be Enosa taking his own life by suicide. The pregnant teen's baby was delivered and is reportedly doing well. Hundreds of citations and dozens of arrests at this year's Oktoberfest in La Crosse. La Crosse police confirmed Monday that they issued 229 citations and arrested 50 people over the weekend. Over half of those citations were for underage drinking. They also dealt with a 60-person fight, people stealing manhole covers, and a person who fought with police trying to arrest them, along with someone who nearly fell into the Mississippi River. In total, the department handled over 1,100 calls for service, double their normal amounts. Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany says that the U.S. needs to stay the course with the Trump administration's tariff policies.
The big player in this is China, and China is trying to bring America to its knees. Their goal is world hegemony. They want to control the 21st century, and they're using farmers right now as a pawn in the game.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, was interviewed by WRDN at World Dairy Expo in Madison. He says the concerns of farmers who are losing out on overseas markets are being heard, and he expects revenue generated by the tariffs will be designated to help them out. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand residents may see We Energies working on Madison Street this month, moving gas lines. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the utility wants to get a head start before the city reconstructs Madison Street.
Anytime you do a major street project that we're talking about doing is, obviously you work with all the utilities, and for most people, whether that's Xcel Energy, We Energies, Entech, or whoever has those, We Energies is looking to get, for the lack of a better term, a head start, and start working on that. If you see We Energies working on some of the blocks there on Madison Street, that's what they're doing. Is they're already starting to relocate and place their utilities where they need to do prior to the project that we're doing next year.
The Madison Street reconstruction project is scheduled for next year. Sentencing has been ordered for an Eau Claire stepmother convicted on multiple counts of chronic neglect of a child. Prosecutors say that Mary Oram and Tony Hemmons starved Hemmons' four kids. Investigators say they received a call from the Eau Claire School District because teachers were concerned about the children. All four children had to be treated for malnourishment. Oram has pleaded no contest and was sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. The status of the case versus Hammonds remains pending. Police are investigating vandalism at the Black River Falls High School football field. Officers were dispatched to the scene on Sunday afternoon after the discovery that someone had broken into a football equipment shed. Spray paint was used to vandalize some new football equipment, as well as a bathroom, both sets of bleachers, and some lighting structures. Minnesota soybean farmers are hosting buyers from Southeast Asia. Soybean farmers are struggling this year as China is refusing to buy U.S. soybeans in retaliation for U.S. tariffs. And farmers are not waiting around for a federal bailout. Buyers from Vietnam and Thailand were invited to Minnesota as part of a broader and long-running effort to build more export markets for U.S. soybeans. As potential buyers studied a handful of soybean test plots, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz declared Soybean Week to highlight the damage that tariffs have done to market access. The Minnesota Soybean Growers Association says about 26,000 soybean farmers are in Minnesota, and more than half of Minnesota's soybean crop sales are sold internationally. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Can I get my physical therapy at Amplify Health in Mondovi?
You sure can. Just ask. I'm Jennifer Plates, physical therapist here at Amplify Health in Mondovi. Physical therapy offers patients access to a range of rehabilitation services like treating back and neck pain, general orthopedic conditions, pre- and post-surgery rehab, balance and fall risk assessments, workman's comp, and school sport injuries. Talk to your healthcare provider to schedule your physical therapy appointment locally at Amplify Health by Gunderson in Mondovi.
A 10-year-old from Chicago honored a fallen Milwaukee police officer at an event over the weekend. The child ran a mile at Cudahy High School, carrying a thin blue line flag to honor Kendall Corder. Now, the child was part of the group Running for Heroes, which honors first responders who died in the line of duty. Cordner and his partner were shot in June while responding to reports of a person with a weapon. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-924-7415. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415.
Logano barely makes round of eight. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
Four title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history and make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, October 31st through November 2nd. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
Joey Logano barely made the NASCAR Cup Series round of eight in a nail-biter on the Charlotte Roval. The Team Penske pilot beat out Ross Chastain for the final transfer spot by the narrowest of margins.
Said this after the race, if you don't like the drama of this playoffs, I don't know what you want. It is unfreaking believable. And if you're another person that says that the regular season doesn't matter and playoff points don't matter and all these things, for us it did. It came down to one point, right? So you can think of one stage point, one, you know, finishing, you know, one spot better in a regular season point. It matters.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
The Brewers and Cubs are off today before squaring off in Game 3 of their best-of-five divisional playoff series at Wrigley tomorrow afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Quinn Priester, the scheduled starter for the Brewers, facing Chicago's Jameson Taillon. The Brewers were 7-3 winners last night to go up 2-0 in that series. There's two American League games on tap today. Seattle and Detroit are on tap this afternoon. In Detroit, the Blue Jays and Yankees go in New York tonight. National Hockey League opens the regular season with three games today. It starts with the defending champion Florida raising the championship banner to the rafters and then taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. That one gets underway at 4 o'clock today. Wisconsin hockey senior Christian Fitzgerald named the Big Ten Conference's third star today. He netted four goals and an assist in a pair of Badger wins last weekend, including a Saturday night hat trick. Football Badgers getting ready to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes in Big Ten action at Camp Randall on Saturday night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Wisconsin's Healthy Lakes and Rivers Initiative is celebrating its 10-year anniversary in 2025. The Healthy Lakes and Rivers program aims to protect and restore the health of the state's lakes and rivers by increasing property owner participation in habitat restoration, as well as runoff and erosion control projects. More details about the program when we return, but first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a milestone year for the statewide Healthy Lakes and Rivers Initiative. It's been around for 10 years, helping to protect Badger State waters. Launched in 2015 in collaboration with the Wisconsin Lakes and Rivers Partnership, HLR aims to protect and restore the health of the state's lakes and rivers by increasing property owner participation in habitat restoration, as well as runoff and erosion control projects. The initiative is based on five simple and inexpensive best practices. Fish sticks, that is large woody habitat structures that use trees grouped together, native shoreline plantings, water diversion practices, rock infiltration practices, and rain gardens. Shoreline property owners and local partner groups can learn more about the program at the HLR website. Just go to healthylakeswi.com. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area heading into your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, frosty out there with clear skies. Lows will drop into the lower 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 64.
As we take a look at the market, of course, we've been talking day number 7 of the government shutdown. China is also on holiday, and that's where we're going to start with today's market trade. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're being joined today by Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And the fact that China's on holiday, our government is still in a shutdown, does not give our markets much to grapple on how to trade.
No, it doesn't, Susan. And you've got several things there that we can peel back the onion on. Number one is the shutdown, in my opinion, has brought with it a noticeable drop in volume in the grain futures. CME, which I track every day for both the grains and livestock, we were doing about 1.2 to 1.3 million futures contracts per day as of late last week before the shutdown took hold. And as of Monday, that number dropped to 800,000. So that's something to really keep an eye on. We haven't seen that big of a drop in the livestock so far. There's been a moderate drop, I would say, but it would make sense that since the feeder cattle are getting fresh news about screwworm, that volume would pick up. But I do think that shutdown and the lack of news and the lack of government data is having an impact on algorithmic trading, and you can kind of sense it with how much more quiet the trade seems to be throughout the day. So I think that's number one. Number two would be more to what you're talking about, I think, in that not only are we shut down, but we are also expecting an announcement by the Trump administration that has directly to do with soybean production and some type of security when it comes to financing for the 2026 crop year. We have been told through the Secretary of Treasury Bessent in his interview, and I think Kevin Hassett also talked about it late last week, that there was something coming, maybe even as early as today on Tuesday. But with this government shutdown, you really have to question yourself, is there anything that's going to happen and it will be, you know, put out? And if the one of the two scenarios that the market, I think, is tapped into is we will get maybe something out of a direct payment for producers, but that direct payment would probably have to be voted on and passed by an act of Congress. Not possible with the shutdown. So it leaves you with U.S.-China trade news, something developing there. As you say, it's very quiet on the other side of the ocean, and it doesn't seem like they really want to work into any kind of an agreement, at least until the APEC meeting between President Trump and President Xi closer to the end of October. That leaves me at least with one feature, and that is the Prime Minister of Canada is here visiting the White House. They had a press conference at lunchtime, Eastern time. They said there may be some more news coming later in the afternoon. I obviously am trying to connect some dots here as an analyst, and I see the two markets that are up the most in agriculture are feeder cattle and canola oil, and that's helped the soybean market out quite a bit today. So is the news we're going to get, does it have to actually do with Canada instead of China? So I think that's one of the key issues that we're going to be talking about after the close. And if we didn't get anything announced on Tuesday, does that mean we pull out premium? Because we're 30 cents off our lows from last week in soybeans right now.
And you know, in these markets, Mike, as they look at everything, I mean, they're grappling to any sort of headline that they can get, even if it is, like you mentioned, the potential for those payments today and maybe seeing a push off. What about President Trump's conversation, which I understand was quite long, with Brazil's President Lula taking place yesterday?
Yeah, I think that that is a conversation that probably is very similar to China. I have to go back and remind myself and everybody I talk to and my clients and subscribers that President Xi of China voted in 2012, has been working very aggressively since 2015, especially in Latin America. And he has disrupted our Monroe Doctrine of U.S. control of the Western Hemisphere by building a lot of ports, by taking some control of the Panama Canal, by building the mega port in Chancay, Peru, which became operational last November, and now by building essentially an intercontinental railroad across Brazil that would hook the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans and bring in a lot of countries that would help him get more copper, soybeans, meat, whatever you want to say in terms of commodities. I think it's safe to say at this point, Susan, China has formulated a new Silk Road. We all know that, but what is the end purpose? I think the end purpose for me and my analysis would suggest they want to be the world exporter of about everything when it comes to raw materials, bulk commodities, and re-export commodities that they refine or process. And so I think this is something we really are starting to wake up to in the United States. In other words, I really don't see much traction with Brazil. I think there's much more traction probably to be had with Argentina, but by cutting their export tax right before we were going to give them $20 billion, I think Argentina really took several steps back with the Trump administration. So that, too, I think is a situation being rebuilt. But I think we're closer on Argentina with working something out than we are Brazil, quite honestly.
What about the lack of the biofuel policy at this point?
That, too, really weighs, and I think this is one of the options that I was thinking maybe we could get more domestic demand instead of a direct payment. Every single producer that I've talked to and probably that you have talked to do not like direct payments. Obviously, the taxpayers give the agriculture a black eye when they hear about direct payments. We don't want that in agriculture. What we want is more demand. So I would love to see more biofuel demand. Maybe that's where the Canadian situation really lies, is ethanol and cattle and soybean oil, biodiesel. So I'm hoping that's what we get. But I have to say also, as we talk about these big picture things, we made another new record high in gold prices, $4,000 an ounce. We haven't done this since the late 1970s. I just sit here and I think to myself, what are we missing in these markets? Why has gold become such a safe haven at this point? And I think it really does depict the record uncertainty in the financial markets that seemingly Wall Street, to me, is kind of whistling past the graveyard right now.
And finally, what's your takeaway on the demand right now for beef and pork? My understanding in some early readings is we're starting to see that pickup happen once again.
Yeah, we are. And we've seen the boxed beef prices find support. We had a New York Federal Reserve update on inflation and consumer spending. I've seen some more high-frequency data that would suggest that because of Wall Street, the wealth effect, And wealthier people in the middle class who are part of the 401k group, they're not putting money away, they're spending it, and that's helping the beef and the pork demand. Pork has a chink in the armor because of China still, and we see that in the price action ever since we saw those new lows on the Dalian exchange about a week or two ago. We are only about $1.20 away from testing the September high in feeder cattle of $367.70. All-time high. I've told clients and subscribers, be ready for the market to try and test the highs the month of October, but also then be ready to really get some floors underneath for the fourth quarter. Again, going back to Wall Street, these record high gold prices. I just want to be protective here in case something really unfortunate would happen in the equities markets and that wealth effect starts to go away in this last quarter of 2025. So I really like the cattle market, what it's done in terms of the cash market holding together and the feeders coming back in the leadership position. But I think we don't want to mess up a good thing, especially with profitable back-end fat cattle markets that we're starting to get back into.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Mike Zuzulo joining us this afternoon. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Tuesday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Tuesday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 360, December 365, January 366, and new crop of 26, 398. Cash beans 922, December 929, January 934, new crop 26, 959. Big River Resources Boyceville cash and November corn at 369 and three quarters, December 374 and three quarters, January 392 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 376, November 365, December 373. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 364. Cash beans, 937. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, 365. New crop, 26, 408. Cash beans, 927. New crop, 26, 978. At Red Wing Grains, cash and November corn, 375. April, 415. New crop, 26, 413. Cash and November beans, 940. April, 1019. New crop, 26, 1008. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 366, December 370, cash beans 940, December 949. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 222 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 197 to 219, market cows 111 to 165, bulls 168 to 207, calves 500 to 1700, beef steers 231 to 600, Holstein steers 202 to 850. Sheep markets, light lambs 250 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 97 and down, goat markets, does 220 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 222 to 232.50, finished beef heifers 222 to 231.50, finished dairy steers 210 to 221.50, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 170 to 200. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. For years, California was the last holdout on E15, the 15% ethanol blend sold in most of the country. But that changed last week when Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill allowing E15 to be sold statewide. With the nation's largest fuel market, this could be a lot of new demand for corn. I'll be back with more after this.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
California's approval of E15 has been a long time coming. The state's Air Resources Board has some of the strictest fuel regulations in the nation, and that meant a lengthy review process before retailers could sell the higher ethanol blend. But political and market pressure finally pushed lawmakers to act. Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 30 on October 2nd, fast-tracking E15 sales while regulators finish up their formal review. The bill passed the legislature unanimously, and it does take effect immediately. That makes California the 50th and final state to allow E15 at the pump. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper called the signing, quote, a historic day for California consumers and the nation's ethanol producers. He added that drivers in California will soon have access to a more affordable, lower carbon fuel option that has been used safely and successfully across the country for more than a decade. California's move opens a massive new market for ethanol and for corn. Industry groups estimate E15 sales in the state could increase demand for up to 600 million gallons of ethanol each year. The Iowa Corn Growers Association said the change is, quote, a win for consumers, farmers, and the environment, adding that California's adoption of E15 could use roughly 200 million bushels of corn annually, giving corn growers another valuable outlet. Several factors push California to act now. Refinery closures and tight gasoline supplies have left the state vulnerable to price spikes, and policymakers have been under pressure to bring costs down. E15 typically sells for 10 to 30 cents less per gallon than regular gasoline, and state analysts estimate consumers could save $2.5 billion annually if E15 is widely adopted. At the same time, the state's climate policies are encouraging lower carbon fuel options. Ethanol fits that bill, and lawmakers saw an opportunity to address both fuel costs and emissions in one move. I'll be back with more after this.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For America's corn growers, more demand is always a good thing. And California's approval of E15 should unlock fresh demand from ethanol plants. The state's fuel market is the largest in the country. The ethanol industry has been on the ground in California. Hopefully, sales will start to tick up of E15 very soon. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area heading into your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, frosty out there with clear skies. Lows will drop into the lower 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, hey.
don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't work a bit. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm home and have a day. Pour me a cold one and oh, by the way. Lift up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite dream. Honey, I'm happy, it's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV.
Taking my hand.
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black as the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then. Trying to steal my heart and I'm tempted. Even though she could tear it apart, I'm tempted. In her eyes there's mystery. Every time she
and I'm tempted. Each time she looks my way, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted. It's so hard to resist the thought of her sweet kiss. Can't take much more of this, I'm tempted. Tempted and tried, deep down inside, I can't deny I'm tempted.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot, and everything changed, cause with the woman you love, you'll talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour, don't need to look no more, cause you finally found. Stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full, but just one night with her dress on the floor. Cause with a woman you love, you talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour, don't need to look no more, cause you finally found. Talk all night, buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman you love.
huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle. Find someone so elegant, intelligent.